Hello, fun people, I'm Isaac Carlson, and today we're exploring Dr. Jacques von Hamsterville's full story. He's the former partner of Dr. Jumbajoo Kiba, the co-founder of Galaxy Defense Industries, and the primary financier of Jumba's illegal genetic experiments. He's definitely not a gerbil, and his name isn't Hamsterwheel.
Hamsterville, it is Hamsterville!
He's the most evil rodent in the galaxy, and is the true big bad villain of Lilo and Stitch's epic story. Now, as a very small creature in a very large universe, Hamsterville is desperate to find some way to gain some kind of power and control over his life, or really anyone for that matter. You see, when the experiment Nosy found Hamsterville's diary, it became clear that Hamsterville was just looking for some kind of comfort in his life.
Did you know Hamsterville sleeps with a pacifier?
And he was very insecure about a hidden dandruff problem, and not too surprisingly, his height.
He also wears platform shoes to make him look threatening?
I mean, Hamsterville loathed himself so much that he didn't even go by his real name.
Hamsterville's real name is Rupert?
Enter!
To attempt to prove how formidable and capable he could truly be, he became a ruthless, ambitious, and evil being by going to school. You see, Hamsterville's journey truly began when he attended Evil Genius University. There, he met and befriended Jumbajoo Kiba, and after they both graduated as scientists, they went into business together. Their first enterprise was a business called Jokes on You, but they eventually set their sights on an opportunity much larger than pranks. They decided to attempt to manufacture the most evil monstrosities the universe had ever seen. And to accomplish this mission, they formed Galaxy Defense Industries. Jumbo was positioned as lead scientist, while Hamsterville found creative ways of financing those evil genetic experiments.
Remember the old days? You creating experiments, I funding them with my shady business deals.
The duo's first successful creation was Experiment 001, which had the capability of shrinking and enlarging enemies. And after that, for the next 25 years, Hamsterville and Jumbo worked together. Throughout that time, they successfully evaded authorities, truly only sharing their research with other members of the Evil Geniuses organization. But even though Hamsterville and Jumbo were building an impressive collection of experiments as a team, Hamsterville was constantly cheating, embarrassing, and stealing from Jumba because he didn't plan on keeping him around forever. Hamsterville's plot all along was to have Jumba build him an army of evil monsters that he could then use to overthrow the Galactic Council and rule the entire galaxy. But Hamsterville didn't want anyone around who could potentially take control of the experiments for themselves, and since Jumba was their creator, Hamsterville knew he had to get rid of him. To accomplish this, he ratted out Jumba to the Galactic Federation to ensure that he would be detained. And sure enough, while Jumbo was charging his 626th experiment, authorities were sent into his lab to arrest him for illegal genetic experimentation. But I actually don't think Hamsterville exposed Jumba on his own schedule. You see, when Jumba was arrested, his lab and all of his research was seized by the Galactic Federation, meaning that Hamsterville couldn't just remanufacture all of the previous experiments. And when Jumba was permitted to live on Earth, it's revealed that he had secretly held on to the 625 experiment pods that came before Stitch. If Hamsterville had tipped off the authorities to arrest Jumba, there's no way he wouldn't have first ensured he had control over the experiments. So what might have happened? Well, I think Hamsterville was actually arrested before Jumba. In the prison block where Jumba was being held, we can see a silhouette of a creature that looks just like Hamsterville. While it's not confirmed that it's him, if Hamsterville was in custody, that could have prompted him to give up Jumba in hopes of gaining back his freedom. But it doesn't seem like the Grand Councilwoman would take that deal since Hamsterville was in charge of keeping cash flowing into the operation. If they cut off the money, all the illegal activity would have eventually stopped. But there's another interesting fact to consider in all of this. When Jumbo reunited with Hamsterville in the future, Jumbo revealed that he believed his former partner had died.
Hamsterville is alive?
With all of that in mind, here's what I think happened. After Hamsterville was arrested, to buy himself time, he ratted on Jumba, and when he wasn't able to secure his freedom, he faked his own death so that he could escape prison and continue to evade the Galactic Federation. I think Hamsterville hoped he would be able to find the experiments and take over before he was arrested again. To attempt to capture all of the experiments, Hamsterville then commissioned the help of Gantu, the former captain of the Galactic Alliance, who had been recently retired after being unable to apprehend Experiment 626. While Gantu failed to find all of the remaining experiment pods, he did find one, Experiment 625, and he was the one who brought together Hamsterville and Jumba again. Of course, Jumba was unwilling to give up his experiments, though, which led Hamsterville to go mad. He tried to torture Jumba, but nothing was able to get through to him, so he eventually threatened Jumba's life. Hamsterville notified Jumba's new Ohana on Earth that he would be willing to exchange Jumba's life for the remaining experiments, and everyone was okay with going through with that trade, except for Lilo and Stitch. At the meetup, Lilo and Stitch intervened and not only were able to save Jumba, but they fought to save Stitch's cousins, leading to them to free the experiment pods. In Hamsterville's mind, though, if he couldn't control every experiment, he knew another way he could win that only required him to possess one dangerous experiment.
I will now clone him and create my own personal army!
By cloning Jumba's most powerful and evil creation, Hamsterville knew that he would be able to generate an unending number of monstrosities, and for the longest time that meant he desired to clone Stitch. Using his patented cloning process, Hamsterville hoped to cut Stitch in half to study him completely, but before Stitch was destroyed, Experiment 221, otherwise known as Sparky, saved his cousin's life, making Sparky the first of Stitch's cousins to be reformed. Stitch was then able to rescue Lilo, and together with Sparky, they crashed Gantu and 625 on Earth and brought Hamsterville back to the Grand Councilwoman, who then imprisoned him in the Xenon Sector on prison asteroid K-37. While Hamsterville was in prison, he primarily pursued his original goal of bringing the experiments to the side of evil, but he would not forget the idea of cloning one perfect evil creation. At one point, Hamsterville even connected with Dr. Draken, yes, from Kim Possible, to clone Stitch. In the past, Dr. Draken had explored cloning on numerous occasions. Most notably, he was able to clone Kim and Ron to create powerful minions, but at the time, they were easily destroyed.
Are you certain this machine of yours is going to work?
It will! Soon our guests will be replicated 1,000 times over.
Of course, Draken was unable to clone Stitch using his own device, but again, the concept was not completely abandoned, and eventually it would become the path Hamsterville would choose as he attempted to rule the galaxy. Until then, though, Hamsterville modified his cell to be able to control his criminal activities from prison. By speaking a single phrase, his cell would transform into a hidden headquarters right underneath the nose of the Galactic Federation. Even the experiments that were sent to Hamsterville were able to be stored and hidden away within the wall of his cell.
Using their powers, I shall break out of this pepperoni-smelling prison and take over the stinky Galactic Alliance!
Throughout Hamsterville's time in prison, Gantu continued to be his henchman with 625 as Gantu's right-hand man. Together, they competed with Lilo and Stitch to retrieve the experiments as their pods became rehydrated. But unfortunately, Hamsterville had a pretty dark management philosophy.
It doesn't matter if your minions like you, they only need to fear you.
Across the 3 long years Gantu served Dr. Hamsterville, Gantu was constantly abused.
If you did not bring me an experiment soon, I will abuse you physically as well as verbally.
Hamsterville always attacked Gantu's shortcomings, calling him fat, pathetic, and a failure, and anytime he could, he'd jump on any mistake Gantu would make with absolutely zero empathy for him. I mean, he even yelled at Gantu when he was sick and was transformed into a baby. The truth was that Hamsterville was just entertained by Gantu's suffering, and while Gantu tried to ignore his boss whenever he could never escape him.
Maybe Hamsterville doesn't need this experiment. He's in jail anyway. How would he find out if...
That's exactly what he said, sir. Maybe Hamsterville doesn't need this experiment.
There were times when Gantu attempted to retaliate against Hamsterville, though. He did sometimes stick up for himself or blow off his boss, and he did try to quit a few times, but Hamsterville also fired him on many occasions. I have to say, though, the funniest bit of revenge from Gantu was when he was being granted wishes from the experiment Wishiwashi. Gantu used one of his wishes to turn Hamsterville into an actual gerbil, but that was eventually undone. Honestly, though, what I think is most surprising is that Hamsterville was shocked to find out out that Gantu hated him and mocked him constantly behind his back.
They mostly just sit around making up names for you. Ratface.
What?
Hamster Jerk.
What?
Keisterville.
What?
I mean, Gantu just truly hated his life working for Hamsterville, and Hamsterville even got to experience how terrible it was. When the experiment swapper transferred Hamsterville's mind into Gantu's body, at first he hoped it would remain permanent so he no longer had to stay in prison, but after spending some time in Gantu's life, he realized prison was so much better. If you'd like to learn more about Gantu's depressing life, I've linked my video on his full story down in the description. Now, eventually Hamsterville independently escaped from prison. He stole a police cruiser and made his way to Earth. Why he couldn't teleport himself like he did with the experiments, I'm not exactly sure, but regardless, once he arrived, he was soon imprisoned by Myrtle Edmonds. Now, Lilo's bully, Myrtle, was so mean, despicable, and evil that when she met Dr. Jacques von Hamsterville, he not only thought she could be more capable than Gantu, but he even offered her a job.
Perhaps when you have completed your education, you could come work for me.
Unfortunately for Myrtle, though, her first pet was inevitably hunted down and imprisoned once more by the Grand Councilwoman, but Hamsterville did not forget her. Later on, when Hamsterville constructed an advanced alien drone that he sent to Earth, he successfully convinced Myrtle to serve as his minion. Unfortunately for Myrtle, the recruitment was actually just a ploy by Hamsterville to be able to mind control her to be the perfect experiment catcher, but Lilo and Stitch eventually saved her. Hamsterville did come to Earth again to attempt to create a perfect accomplice for his evil plans, though, but this time he was only visiting for a short period while his prison was in furlough. On that trip, Hamsterville attempted to revert Stitch back to his original programming in hopes that Stitch would bring all the experiments to the side of evil. But of course, even after that took place, Lilo was able to get through to her best friend fairly easily. As the years went on, Hamsterville became more and more desperate to get out of prison, but he knew the only way that was going to happen is if he got out himself. You see, he could have potentially gotten out on parole, but the Galactic Federation and the parole board knew he was a major threat.
We're doubling your sentence, cutting your TV time in half, and removing the free popcorn cart from the break room.
What?
In hopes of gaining an edge over Lilo and Stitch on their quest to capture all of the experiments, Hamsterville invested heavily into an experiment locator satellite that was placed into orbit over Hawaii, but Lilo, Stitch, and the kids from recess were able to destroy it. Lilo was not only sabotaging Hamsterville's plots, but she was successfully converting hundreds of experiments to good. But Hamsterville had one hope to undo all of Lilo and Stitch's progress. Experiment 624, better known as Angel, was capable of turning Stitch's cousins to evil again. But when she fell in love with Stitch, she gave up her own bad programming to save his life. The truth was, the little Earth girl was becoming a major threat to Hamsterville obtaining his freedom and his goal of controlling the galaxy. We even learned from the experiment skip that it was only Lilo and Stitch who were keeping Hamsterville at bay. When Lilo and Stitch skipped 10 years into the future, we find out that across that time period, Gantu had continued to slowly collect the experiments and Hamsterville had been able to receive parole. And when the duo skipped 5 years later, they discovered that Hamsterville had successfully used the experiments to seize control of the galaxy, which allowed him to declare himself as emperor. But Lilo and Stitch were able to return to the point where they originally skipped, and that meant that they were back in their original timeline. Unfortunately for Hamsterville, his greatest foes were present to attempt to stop him from overthrowing the Galactic Federation. You see, after Lilo and Stitch freed all of the experiments that Gantu had successfully captured, and they found the one true place where all of the experiments belonged, Gantu decided he needed to prove his worth once again. Gantu personally broke Hamsterville out of prison, but without access to the original experiments Jumba created, and after failing to turn Stitch evil and clone him, Hamsterville determined he needed a new experiment. Together, Hamsterville and Gantu went after Jumba and forced him to produce a new version of 626 for their own nefarious plots. While this new experiment would utilize a lot of the fundamental DNA of Stitch, he would also be enhanced with a variety of new powers, he'd be unable to be turned to good, and he was requested to be red. The experiment was a pure monster whom Hamsterville named Leroy. And if you'd like to learn everything about the makeup of Leroy, I've left my video on his full story in the description. Now, with Leroy completed, Hamsterville was finally able to clone an experiment to form his own army. The original Leroy was then made Hamsterville's enforcer, who was tasked with capturing Jumba's experiments, which meant that Gantu was finally permanently out of the job, while the clone army was sent to topple the Galactic Federation. Hamsterville took over, and all that was left for him to do was to eliminate the experiments, as Hamsterville believed that they were the only force who could topple his new empire.
Aloha! As in, goodbye.
But at the battle, the original experiments fought fiercely against the Leroys. Though it seemed at first that the Leroys would be able to be victorious, once a glitch within Leroy was discovered and was able to be exploited, the army fell apart. Hamsterville was taken down by the experiments he had tried to abuse and control since their creation, and he was returned to prison. Fun people, isn't Lilo and Stitch just so awesome and fun? It's one of my favorite Disney movies, and I loved the series growing up. So it was an absolute pleasure getting to make this video all about Dr. Hamsterville. But I think now that we've broken down Captain Gantu and Hamsterville, Ruben deserves to have his full story told next. So definitely consider subscribing to stay up to date for when that releases, along with all my future videos. But until then, consider supporting me over on Patreon. Thank you for watching, and have a magical day.